A former president of Liberia and infamous warlord appears today before a special UN tribunal in Sierra Leone. Charles Taylor is facing 11 counts of crimes against humanity for his alleged role in that country's brutal civil war. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Charles Taylor, who once escaped from a Massachusetts prison, is being carefully guarded in this detention center at the UN War Crimes Tribunal here in Sierra Leone. A UN helicopter delivered him handcuffed on Wednesday night after Taylor was captured trying to flee exile in Nigeria after pressure from the US and others to have him arrested.
We have taken a significant step forward on the road to international justice.
Desmond De Silva is the chief prosecutor of the Sierra Leone Special Court, which has indicted Taylor as a war criminal.
International justice depends upon bringing wanted men to book, bringing war criminals to court so that they can be brought to account for the crimes they have committed.
Charles Taylor is accused of exporting the brutal civil war in Liberia across the border here into Sierra Leone, where his alleged rebel allies maimed thousands of civilians, chopping off their limbs. Rose Cole, a banker, and her 12-year-old daughter Elizabeth still bear the scars of war. They have shrapnel wounds. Speaking in busy downtown Freetown, the seaside capital, Cole agreed that Charles Taylor bore the greatest responsibility for the war in Sierra Leone.
I feel good that the man responsible for so many lives, for so many families to lost their friends, members of their family, for that man to be brought to Sierra Leone for trial.
And like many Liberians and Sierra Leoneans, an anxious Rose Cole is relieved that the court has asked for Taylor's case to be transferred to the International Criminal Court in The Hague, for fear his presence in the region may trigger unrest and threaten peace and security here in West Africa. Chief Prosecutor Desmond De Silva again.
We have a situation here where Charles Taylor has been a regional warlord. We have a situation where he has been at the epicenter of the destabilization of the whole region. And so he, among all the defendants, is a man with serious international connections in the region.
But Charles Taylor's family is outraged by the proceedings. His elder sister, Louise Edna Taylor Carter, says she, family members and lawyers her brother requested have been denied access to Taylor, which she says proves he can't have a fair trial.
I just think that he's in a hostile environment and that he will never get a free trial here.
Charles Taylor has repeatedly declared his innocence. Nevertheless, he remains the first former African president to be charged with crimes against humanity. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.